Welcome to your English class. This is the fourth module of your English lesson, The Little Girl, from your textbook, First Flight. Today, we are going to discuss synonyms and words of reporting. We all know that synonyms are words or expressions that have the same or nearly the same meaning. I repeat, synonyms are words or expressions that have the same or nearly the same meaning. I am going to read a sentence for you. Please listen to this sentence carefully. There was a glad sense of relief when she heard the noise of the carriage growing fainter. I repeat, there was a glad sense of relief when she heard the noise of the carriage growing fainter. In this sentence, the word glad means happy, happy about something. Similarly, we have different words in English language to express happiness. For example, glad, pleased, happy, delighted, thrilled, overjoyed, etc. They express different levels of happiness. Now, please listen to these sentences. She was glad when the meeting was over. The next sentence. The chief guest was pleased to announce the name of the winner. In these two sentences, happiness is expressed by using the word glad in the first sentence, while the word pleased is used to express happiness in the second sentence. She was glad when the meeting was over. We get a feeling here that she was eagerly waiting for the end of the meeting, and once the meeting was over, she was very glad, she was very happy. While in the second sentence, the chief guest was pleased to announce the name of the winner. Here the word used for the expression of happiness is pleased. That means the chief guest was not just happy, but much more than that. He was pleased to announce the name of the winner. He was declaring here someone, the winner. So, declaring the winner, that activity is a highly honored, highly joyous and happy activity. It is not just an ordinary happiness. And we know that the winner will be also very happy to listen his word announced by the chief guest. From this, we can understand that synonyms are not a group of words having the same to same meanings, but they are words or expressions that have the same or nearly the same meaning, more or less the same meaning. Here, we are going to do one exercise. In this exercise, I am going to read some sentences. And in each of these sentences, the expression for happiness, that word, the word which express, the words which express happiness will be missing. What you have to do, you have to find out the most appropriate, the most correct word suitable for the situation and fill that empty place with the word you have selected. I am going to read one by one. Please listen to these word sentences carefully. The first sentence: she was dashed by the news of her brother's wedding. I repeat, she was dashed by the news of her brother's wedding. She was thrilled by the news of her brother's wedding. So the word thrilled expresses the great joy of the sister. The next sentence: I was dashed to be invited to the party. I repeat, I was dashed to be invited to the party. Here, if you fill the gap with delighted, how the sentence will read? I was delighted to be invited to the party. See, the word delighted indicates much more than just happiness. I felt honored and respected because they invited me to the party. Next sentence: she was dashed at the birth of the granddaughter. So, one grandmother was dashed at the birth of her granddaughter. We all know that the birth of a grandchild is a very happy occasion for the grandparents. So which word can be used here? She was overjoyed at the birth of her granddaughter. The word overjoyed is an expression of the spontaneous overflow of joy from the heart of the grandmother when she heard about the birth of her granddaughter. Please listen to the next sentence. The coach was dashed with his performance. I repeat, the coach was dashed with his performance. Here we have a coach and someone who was taking the coaching. The coach has an expectation. Now, when the trainee came up to the expectation of the coach, when he did a better performance, the coach was very happy. The coach was pleased with his performance. Now, please listen to this sentence. She was very happy with her results. Here I told you the answer. She was very dashed with her results. She was very happy with her results. When the result was declared, when she came to know the result, she was very happy. So from these examples, what we have learned? We have learned that synonyms are not the words having the same and exactly the same expressions, but they are words and expressions that have the same or nearly the same, more or less the same meanings. Now we are going to see the different meanings of the word big in different contexts. The word big, B-I-G, big. Please listen to the following sentences. I will read them one after the other. The first sentence: you are a big girl now. So here the word is big. You are a big girl now. The elders, maybe grandparents or parents, they are telling to the girl, "You are a big girl now." What the parent means by this? Suppose it is father or mother. The parent means that by the word big, you are an elder girl, older girl, a grown-up girl. It is not the size of the girl, but the age of the girl, the maturity of the girl. The next sentence, "Today you are going to take the biggest decision of your career." Today you are going to take the biggest decision of your career. So here the word biggest decision, it cannot be the size of the decision, but we know that it is the importance of the decision, the most important decision. That is what we mean by the word biggest decision. Please listen to this sentence. "Their project is full of big ideas." How can these ideas become big? We know that ideas cannot be measured, their size, their length and their width. So what is the meaning of the word big, big ideas? We know it is the quality of the idea. Extraordinary ideas, exceptionally good ideas, great ideas. Their project is full of big ideas. Please listen to this sentence. "Cricket is a big game in our country." What we are talking about, big game, is it the size of the game? We are very clearly talking here about the fame of the game, the popularity of the game, the capacity of the game to pull a very big crowd. The next sentence, "I am a big fan of Lata Mangeshkar." Here, by the word big, what we mean? We mean that big fan means an ardent fan, a staunch fan, not an ordinary fan. The next sentence, "You have to cook a bit more as my friend is a big eater." Big eater. Is it the size of the eater? Of course no. What we mean by big eater? A person who loves food. A person who loves eating. The next sentence, "What a big heart you have got, father dear." What a big heart you have got, father dear. So the child is telling to father, "Father, you are a very generous person. Your generosity is great." That is why the child has used the word big before the word heart, big heart. Now, we are moving to the second part, that is words of reporting. We know that we need to report to someone what we have seen somewhere or what we have heard somewhere. So these kinds of things we need to report. For the purpose of this reporting, knowingly or unknowingly, we are using verbs of reporting. Please listen to this sentence. "He says he will enjoy the ride." So what he did or what he said is reported by the word says. He says he will enjoy the ride. So the word says is the verb of reporting. Father mentioned that he was going on a holiday. So what father did? He mentioned. So the word mentioned is verb of reporting. "No one told us that the shop was closed." What no one did? No one told. So the word told is the verb of reporting. "He answered that the price would go up." What he did? He answered that the price would go up. So the word answered is the verb of reporting here. Sit up, he ordered. Sit up, he ordered. The command, sit up. Who gave the command? He. What he did? He ordered. He ordered the command. So the word ordered is verb of reporting. So from all these examples under words of reporting, we have understood that whenever we talk, we report certain things that we have seen somewhere, or certain things that we heard someone was speaking, or certain things we think someone was thinking about. So all these kinds of descriptions about what someone did or what someone said, we do that with the help of words of reporting. Now we are moving to the speaking exercise. We know that nowadays no one can go out because of coronavirus and the threat. So we have to remain inside our homes. So what you can do, a small speaking exercise. All the family members, or if that is not possible, the sisters, brothers and whatever, if possible, you can take your parents also. And you need to discuss on the possibility of the repetition of the story of the little girl in our homes. Whether it is possible that a boy or a girl, a small child, can be pressurized and can be criticized and can be treated like the little girl. So that discussion that you need to do, that is your homework. And the second one is, you write 3 to 4 paragraphs, maybe around 200 words, on the topic I am going to tell you now. The topic is, do you have a changed opinion about the behavior of your parents now compared with your opinion about the behavior of your parents when you are a very small child? You have to compare that. What you are thinking right now about your parents' behavior towards you, and compare that with your opinion about the parents' behavior when you are a child in your early childhood. And compare these two opinions and write 3 to 4 paragraphs. Okay, children? With this, we are coming to the conclusion and the end of the discussion on this chapter, The Little Girl. Thank you.